LWGHC listeners, my name is Sean McDonald, a member of Campo Hudson, and our show is called Live by Life, which airs every fourth Sunday of the month at 3:30 p.m. at 90.7 FM. You can also listen at any time at wavefarm.org.
And this is Michael, and we also have another studio, another person in the studio, a regular member of the Campo Hudson radio group.
I'm Matthew.
Say that again. Your mics were off. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Yep.
Hi, this is Matthew. And I am Matthew Whitney Harrington. Today, we will talk about summertime event in the Hudson Valley, summertime memories, and favorite summer songs.
First, we'll hear about an event called Waterfront Wednesdays in the city of Hudson, and we have Germantown native Billy Shannon on the phone to talk more about this. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you, Kelly, and good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'll just mention a bit about Waterfront Wednesdays in Hudson, which has been going on for 6 or 7 years now, and it's become a really beloved event, and it's grown every year, and Camp Hill Hudson has had a presence there for the past few years with Matthew and Kelly, who are in the radio group today. They are some of the most enthusiastic Waterfront Wednesday crew members. But so I'll just start with some dates. There's been a bit of confusion this year because there's now a vendor's market, which is I think there's some farm vendors and also some other food vendors who have actually started yesterday. June 11th, mm-hmm. And that will go through the end of the full Waterfront Wednesday season, which is August 27th, but the actual more traditional Waterfront Wednesdays start July 9th, so that's when the free boat rides will start, probably free tours of the lighthouse again. There's fishing lessons, there's always a big tank there, and when the kids, mostly kids who are doing the fishing lessons, whenever they catch anything, they bring it up to the tank and they keep it in the tank for everyone to see for the few hours of Waterfront Wednesday. So especially toward the end of the evening, usually it's 5 p.m. until about dusk. Toward the end of the evening, you can see a cool little cross-section of what's in the Hudson River that normally we don't see. Nice. In that tank. But overall, it's a beautiful display of different communities within Hudson. I think it's one of the most diverse events within Hudson, where lots of different segments of the population are there together at the waterfront, and the connector is the river. But it's really it's an amazing opportunity to get free boat rides out on the river and to. Yeah, to see lots of food vendors and see lots of people. And there's live music. And there's other things that I think are coming together still. The lineup is still coming together. Cool. But a lot of that will be announced by the Hudson Sloop Club or the Waterfront Wednesdays Instagram page, probably in the days to come.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's been going for a couple of years. Just to be clear for those that maybe aren't familiar, this takes place at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson, New York. This might be the third or fourth summer that it's been going on, Billy?
It's the third season that we from Camp Hill Hudson will be taking part, but I believe it started right before the pandemic.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill, I have something I want to say.
Yeah.
The other night... I actually needed the schedule for that, Billy, but you didn't know I didn't have Instagram or FaceTime accounts. So I actually wanted the schedule for Waterfront Wednesday, not just the website. I needed a full schedule for it.
That's right. You know, it's a group of volunteers that's, you know, putting it all together. And we're about a month away from the real start. But I think there's not an official flyer yet, but that flyer should be coming out soon. And that's what Kelly's looking for. And that's what a lot of us are really excited about. Waterfront Wednesday is looking for is a flyer that has all the info.
When you have it, can you send it to me when you have it?
I will send it right to you, and we'll share it out. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And, this is our show is a summertime theme. We wanted to mention other events happening in the Green Columbia County and also play some summertime music. But Billy, I know you got to go. We really appreciate you being able to really give specific details about the Waterfront Wednesdays. And yeah, hope to see you out there.
Thank you. My pleasure. Yeah, and enjoy the summertime music.
Yeah.
Woo. Thank you.
All right. That's great. So we now want to also mention maybe a couple of other long-time summer events or events that are happening over the course of the summer. Kelly and Matthew, I know you've both been to the Music in the Park summer concert series that happens at Dutchman's Landing in Catskill. Do you want to mention what that is for the listeners, I should say, not viewers?
So what Music in the Park is there's live bands that perform, and there's also a raffle drawing and good music, and you can bring your chairs, and sometimes if you want to you can bring a picnic dinner to it. It's just a fun way of getting together with the community and have an awesome night with singing songs and raffle drawings and bringing a picnic if you wish to Music in the Park.
Nice. And yeah, we have volume control problems with that one, and we may not use that anymore. It gets really loud, but thank you, Matthew. So that happens every Thursday. When this airs, it will have started on June 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Just want to make it clear, our group is not in any way benefiting from this. We just want to share with you that this is happening. Just to be clear. But then there's another one that we, out of our own free time and leisure, go to in Greenport, Matthew. Maybe
in
you
want to. Yeah. Sunset Concert in Hudson Valley is very loud jazz band performing music, dancing. We encourage you guys to join us. To bring your picnic dinner, bring your family, friends, enjoy summer music at Greenport Sunset. Start at 7 until 9. We love summer music very much. And any requests, go up to the band. They'll play for you at Sunset Green Park. Could be really nice music of the summer years.
Yeah, thank you. Greenport Town Park, just off Jocelyn Boulevard, so just outside of Hudson. That's starting, it will have started June 13th, and it goes all the way till late August. So go to that as well. And then other events, this show is going to air on June 22nd, but there will have been the Pride Parade in Hudson, as well as Kinderhook in Columbia County. And then also the summer solstice celebration in Catskill. We are in the Catskill studios right now. And we love being in this space here on Main Street. Yeah, that was a little bit better, Matt. Not too overpowering. But yeah, I know the radio station here, the GXC, is going to have a whole slew of people on the air live, and hopefully getting other people in to talk on the radio. But again, that would have been the day before, as you're hearing this, June 22nd. But so yeah, there's lots of stuff happening, and with all of those summer events and activities happening within the Hudson Valley, we also know that it's a time where people either go away on holiday or maybe go and do something special and fun. So I'm going to turn it to Sean McDonald. You're doing something great on your birthday in July, yeah? You want to share what that is?
Yeah, I'm going to see Def Leppard in Saratoga.
Ooh, 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 Def Leppard. I think Kelly is abstaining from that. Awesome. They're one of your favorite bands, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm somewhat familiar with their music, but so you've seen them before though, right? Live?
No, this is the first time I've seen them live.
Oh, really? Okay, yep. So this is a big deal for you. The show is happening on your birthday, right? In Saratoga. Cool. Well, what we also like doing, that's your summertime kind of highlight. And so we're going to play a little bit of this Def Leppard song here for you. Rock of Ages, yeah. So, so you're looking forward to that then, Sean McDonald?
Yeah.
So, that's happening in July for you. Before we go to Kelly, I am going to just announce about the pledge drive for WGXC, which is happening right now. An appeal for those listeners out there that maybe, you know, listen and maybe haven't donated before. Right now is the appeal. You can donate as little as $10 on a one-time donation, a one-time gift, or you can become a monthly supporter. If you go to the waveform.org website, you can scroll around and decide which amount you want to give in whichever way. And so that would really be helpful to this station and be able to keep the radio for open ears going. So, we, not bad, Matthew, that was better, yeah. Kelly, you wanted to share about what you're also going to be doing in terms of like a summer vacation. You want to share that?
Okay, so...
Let me just lower your volume there. Go ahead.
So, we haven't finalized the details, me and my sisters, and we're going to talk about that like in the middle of July at some point, but... my plan is to go the end of July, like the 29th to August 3rd, to go down and see my sister and the kids and just have some exciting time with the kids, see mm-hmm. my sister, and do lots of fun things.
Cool. And you said in Georgia, right?
Atlanta, Georgia, yes.
Nice. So you've been there before, though, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything that you like about Atlanta? Any highlights or sites of interest?
There's this park near my sister's house, mm-hmm. and it's got like swing sets and all kinds of different things. And the one thing I really like doing is that there's this what's called a ropes course,
right?
And what it involves is it's built out of ropes, and it has all different obstacles. Mm-hmm. But the one that I don't like very much, because it's not good with me, it's like it scares me sometimes, is this one called Spider's Web.
Spider's Web. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see Matthew is trembling just hearing about it.
Where you have to like get down low and like step onto the web itself.
Okay.
And with me, with my balance,
wow,
I can't manage to do that part.
I think I've done one of those before at I can't remember where, some kind of amusement park, but yeah, walking on basically webbed kind of rope. Yeah. Well, good luck with that if you go again this year.
Thanks.
So Atlanta, Georgia. But you were doing also summertime themed music, and you know, it's kind of fitting. The Beach Boys is the song you wanted, Surfing USA. And yesterday, I can't remember, it's June 12th today, but Brian Wilson, one of the members of Beach Boys, passed away. So, yeah, maybe we're playing this as an ode to his passing. So here we go.
Surfing USA. We'll all be planning out a route.
Okay. So maybe you will have some surfing down, and I don't know, is Atlanta by the Gulf? No. This is how bad my geography is. Well, maybe you'll get some kind of wave somewhere on your summer vacation in Georgia. Matthew, you also have some summer plans. You have a family reunion. Do you want to mention that?
Yes. Every year in summertime, my grandfather, my mom's dad, I'd never met before. Made me sad, but I always have great memories at Chanson Family Cottage. Is Cobtown Cottage. We have my family cottage and my uncle's cottage next door, and three more cottages next together is my aunt's cottage, a family cottage. And also my cousin cottage too. We all be together. Every year we have a great time with eating, playing. We have five little cousins, always have a great time. Dino, Lola, Franco, Declan, and Layla. This year maybe the first time my youngest cousin King's family might join us. We don't know yet, but it could be a lot of fun. We have nine little cousins. We are tubing on the lake, swimming, barbecue, and make me really happy. I'm swimming again with everybody.
And that's near Grand Rapids?
Yes, somewhere. It's Wekoska, Michigan.
Yeah.
It's a really nice place.
Yeah, sounds very cool.
We have cottage quarrel. It's a big cocktail party. Each different cottage is, and we have Secret Santa to draw names. And we have smoothie bowl to have different kinds of smoothies. And we also have extended cousin. It's my Irish Mexican uncle, granddaughter. Wow. Join us. It's really nice to have her.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that, Matthew. And as we close out with our time ending here on Live by Life, I don't think I said the name of, we didn't say the name of our program. It's Live by Life every fourth Sunday at 3:30. We are going to do one more appeal for WGXC.
Thank you for listening, and WGXC.
But let's make a plug. Let's make a plug, Matthew, for the radio station. We depend on your support to keep this station going, as I have Joe Cocker play. We need a little help from our friends, right? Our WGXC listener friends. So again, if you can make any kind of donation, as little as $10 one time or a monthly donation, that would be greatly appreciated to keep the open for Ears Radio going here in Greene and Columbia counties.
Thank you for listening. WGXC listeners, open ears. We are Kevin Hudson, WGXC group, 94.7 on air.
Live
by life. Thank you for listening. Happy summer and happy 4th of July holiday.
Yes, happy summer. We'll have to work on that volume. We'll work on that, Matthew. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Someone to love. Could it be?
happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like madness.
I have a little help from my pain.
Don't you know I'm on?